In the lunchtime edition, Bees Recycling wants government to make good on a promise to relocate the operation from Kane Garden to Vaucluse, St. Thomas. The Ministry of Education issues a warning about a student's laptop scam. The BUT urges the Education Ministry to ensure timely completion of summer vacation school renovations. Government working on a plan to increase the number of Barbadian Olympians, and Met officials closely monitoring an approaching weather system. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. The managing director of Bees Recycling, Paul Bino, is calling on the government to make good on a promise to relocate the operation from Kane Garden to state-owned land at Vaucluse, St. Thomas. Mr. Bino, who runs this country's largest recycling operation, tells Starcom Network News the proposal was put to him about 5 months ago during a meeting with a team of government officials, including several ministers, but he's had no further word since then. Bees Recycling's Kane Garden site has been plagued by a series of fires over the years, resulting in persistent complaints and calls for its relocation from residents and even the MP for the area. Mr. Bino is keen for government to follow through with the relocation plan.
Some months ago, we had a meeting with one or two ministers, our government team, really, to tell me, well, Paul, this is what we're doing. And that is all I can tell you, because from there, I ain't hear nothing more, and that's months. I ain't hear a single thing. Nobody ain't get back to me to say, well, Paul, this is how far we get, this is what you got to do. I can't take on here. There's some land that they was looking at up there that they tell me, well, Paul, this is earmarked to move your business from King Garden up here. But that was the end of it from then till today.
While a government official previously asked about the matter would only say that a paper was being taken to cabinet, Mr. Bino is eager to have the plan progress. He notes that this is not the first time a government official has offered to relocate the business.
I get ready for a time Oinafa was alive. This already started with Oinafa in 2007. I had a meeting with then in Bay Street with the then Prime Minister Oinafa, saying, okay, Paul, this is what I will do for you. Must be done. And so on. So gear yourself to shift from here. And this is now 2024. So what I don't do is to sit down and hold my breath. I put all of that holding breath and then once I forget that, and the only things now that I can do so that we can keep moving.
Managing Director of Bees Recycling, Paul Bino. The Ministry of Education has distanced itself from a document in circulation which is inviting applications for a student's laptop scheme. Communications consultant Gainel Marshall emphasizes that the document is not from the ministry and urges the public to exercise caution about such notices.
It has come to the attention of the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training that there is a document in circulation advertising applications for a student's laptop scheme. The Ministry of Education is not associated with this scheme and cannot verify its legitimacy. We urge that great caution be taken when considering these applications as they may pose potential danger to the user. Legitimate activities from the Ministry can be found posted on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages, in addition to our website at www.mes.gov.bb.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gainel Marshall. The Barbados government is working on a plan to increase the number of Barbadian competitors at future Olympic Games. The aim is to produce more competitors in a wider range of track and field events in order to improve the country's overall performance at the international event. This has been revealed by the Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. His comments came after Barbadian athlete Shade Williams secured a spot in the finals of the women's 400-meter Olympic final, which takes place tomorrow.
What we are planning to do is to look at a four-year cycle now, because the truth is that a lot of emphasis is placed on track, but there are other disciplines. You know, there's shot put, there's long jump, there's a whole range of other disciplines. And we're going to sit down, we're going to have a conversation with the BOA, a conversation with some of the coaches, to see if we can identify some of the disciplines that we can earmark going forward. So we're going to have a conversation with all of the players in terms of how we can treat to getting more athletes at these games, and not only having them there for the sake of having them there, but to really and truly compete with the rest of the world.
And of course, I should have said she secured a spot in the women's 400-meter Olympic final. This is The Latest.
The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, urges the Education Ministry to ensure timely completion of summer vacation school renovations. Chairman of the BUT's Occupational Safety and Health Committee, Julian Pierre, hopes that repair projects at various schools will begin earlier than in previous years.
Over the years, we would have been checking during the July period, and I don't want to give a statistic, but most cases, almost all cases, work has not started in July. So that is something that needs to be addressed, because when it starts in August, then it's a rush to get the work completed by the start of school. Obviously, when there's a rush and work to be completed, it increases the likelihood of shoddy work being done or the work not being completed, where some schools then have a late reopening.
The BUT's Julian Pierre. The Barbados Meteorological Services closely monitoring the progress of an area of interest in the central tropical Atlantic. Meteorologist Daniel Nurse says this feature is projected to pass north of Barbados sometime between Monday and Tuesday.
During this time, light winds are likely across the island with the possibility of localized activity. Please note that due to these light winds, warmer temperatures may result in heat stress. Model guidance currently suggests that this feature should emerge from the monsoon as a tropical wave sometime this Sunday, the 11th of August 2024. There is some deviation regarding the intensity of this feature as it passes. However, environmental conditions are expected to be marginally favorable for some slow development as it tracks west-northwestward from early next week. There are currently no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados associated with this system.
Meteorologist Danielle Nurse. Jamaican police are reporting the largest cocaine bust in Jamaica's history, following the seizure of over 5,000 kilograms of cocaine with a street value of $76 million. That's more than 5 tons of coke. 5 men are in custody in connection with the seizure. The arrests and seizure were made on Tuesday during an anti-narcotic operation by a team of police officers from the Firearms and Narcotics Investigation Division in the Jamaican parish of St. Andrew. And the Israeli military says it struck Hamas command centers embedded in the areas of 2 schools in the Gaza Strip. Gaza's civil defense says the Al-Zahra School and the Abd al-Fattah Hamoud School east of Gaza City were targeted in the bombing. Palestine's Wafa news agency reports the Israeli attack on the Bereji refugee camp killed at least 15 Palestinians. Our top stories. Bees Recycling wants government to make good on a promise to relocate the operation from Kane Garden to Vault Close in St. Thomas. The Ministry of Education issues a warning about a student's laptop scam. The BUT urges the Education Ministry to ensure timely completion of summer vacation school renovations. Government working on a plan to increase the number of Barbadian Olympians at future games. And Met officials closely monitoring an approaching weather system that should affect Barbados sometime between Monday and Tuesday of next week. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at starcomnetwork.net on Instagram and Facebook now.